Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here, mounting the back porch steps, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook. The gentlemen are just this moment returned home from activities at the kitchenware plant and Tapman's vacant lot. Their conversation is brisk and cheerful. Listen.
It come about as close to being a fight as anything I ever seen in my life. Leroy Snow referred to Milton Welch as a half-wit. Milton referred to Leroy as a cheapskate. Leroy doubled up his fist. Milton Welch removed his hat and overcoat.
In that case, I suggest you open the door.
Mom's been away someplace and come home again.
How do you deduce that, Inspector Glump?
These are rubbers with the sole still wet.
In that case, I suggest you open the door.
Yeah, it sure looked like it was going to be a battle. Milton Welch removed his hat and overcoat. Leroy Snow removed his hat and overcoat. Leroy says, "Here, Rooster, kindly hold my wraps while I teach this bounder a lesson." Milton says, "Here, Bluetooth, take care of my outer clothing while I give this scoundrel a thrashing he won't soon forget."
In that case, I suggest you close the door.
But then they both begin to stall.
Hi, Dad. Hold to
hold. You all by yourself?
No, I got a fella with me. Rush Gook or some name like that.
I'm upstairs. Be right down.
Precede me to the living room, Stone Brews. We look over the pile of important letters, telegrams, and trans-oceanic cables that arrived during our absence.
Before they got through, they had almost all their clothes off.
I don't follow your train of thought.
They're still talking about Leroy Snow and Milton Welch.
Oh.
Neither one of them actually wanted to fight, see? They were both stalling for time. Leroy removed his hat and overcoat. Milton removed his hat and overcoat. Leroy removed his necktie. Milton removed his necktie. Leroy removed his shirt. Milton removed his shirt. Leroy removed his shoes. Milton removed his shoes. Leroy
removed... take place over in Tapman's vacant lot?
Yeah.
Must have been a trifle chilly for the belligerent.
It was. They both started to shiver.
What did we hear?
Where?
Sitting in front of the Davenport. Perhaps we have a guest. That traveling
dance. See what's
on the floor? Well, it's okay.
Fine.
Mom says it's hers.
Purchased, I imagine, in anticipation of a trip to Carberry next month.
She's been talking about a new suitcase. Said our old one's so scuffed and shabby.
Ain't it a beauty?
Woman, if you've been spending my hard-earned money on foolish vanities by
don't
George...
Don't interfere with it, fellas. It's brand new and the lovely leather is easy to scratch.
If Mom had a new football, she'd be afraid to get scratched. That's ladies for you.
How do you like that for handsome?
Very nice indeed.
You couldn't guess in 30,000 squillion years where it come from.
Moore's Luggage Shop.
No.
There's a label that says Moore's
Luggage... Oh, it may have come from there. I guess it did come from there.
Well, I said Moore's Luggage Shop and you said no.
It's a gift.
Huh?
From Mr. and Miss Donahue.
What?
A going-away gift. Sweetest thing that ever was. She brought it over about an hour ago, and I haven't been able to get my breath since.
The idea, I suppose...
Examine it once. It's expensive. If it didn't cost $18, $19, $20, I'm not 3 feet high.
I've been noticing...
Here, let me show you.
Did old man Donahue actually break down?
These latches, where you clasp it together, is absolutely the latest thing. I'll demonstrate how they work.
Oh, I know how they work. There's nothing new about those.
Certainly a lot newer than the ones on that big old squashed-in suitcase of ours I've been taking on trains ever since I married to where the conductor tittered.
I doubt if the conductor's titters ever occasioned...
See how they work?
I understand how they work.
This little business comes in around through here, and then you pull down on this thingamadoodle. Your traveling bag is closed to where it can't come open. And there's even a lock and key goes with it. The key's inside on a string.
Did Mr.
Notice the color?
I noticed.
It's the very, very, very latest tan.
Uh-huh.
All the stylish travelers in Peoria and Decatur got valises with this shade of tan.
Probably.
No joking, I haven't been able to get my breath this last hour. It was such an enormous big surprise, see?
I'd like to investigate inside the
suitcase. Tell me what you can do, Rush. Out on top of the buffet, there's a letter from Aunt Beth. Go get it. A letter from Beth comes afternoon.
Did she?
All about how excited they are, me coming and all. Do you realize I leave for Carberry in less than 2 weeks?
The time is, George.
Hurry up and do like I say, Rush. On top of the buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Less than 2 weeks. I can't hardly realize it.
Well, what puzzles me is this sudden surge of generosity on the part of Pa and Ma Donahue.
The traveling bags are going away, gift.
Yeah. But you're only going to be gone 8 or 9 days.
What do you mean?
If I strolled over to East Oakland Avenue to buy a cigar, I wouldn't expect my friends to shower me with presents to console me during my long journey.
You've got it all twisted around.
Have I?
It's them that's going away. The Donahues. They're moving the first of the month. This traveling bag is a token of love and appreciation for me being a neighbor they've been fond of all these years.
Oh, so that's the way of it.
That's the way of it. And did you ever hear of anything sweeter in your life?
My Donahue's always had a heart like a tub of jelly. I know. I always liked those.
$19, $20 this must have cost, at least. And you appreciate how they are with their pennies. Why, both of them squeeze their nickels till the eagles walk. I know as sure as I'm standing here. What do you want?
Here's Aunt Bess's letter off in the buffet.
Well, take it out of the envelope. Yes, sir, $18, $19, $20.
This is the case of the cart before the horse.
What?
Well, generally, it's the people that go away that receive the going-away gifts. Here, Donahue's are the ones that's going away, and they're giving the going-away gift.
I know it. I know it.
Want me to read this out loud?
Yeah. All about how excited they are, me coming to Carberry.
Dear sister and all,
realize, don't you, I'm leaving in less than 2 weeks?
I haven't stopped to think about it before. That's right, though. Let's see, what's the date? Today's Wednesday.
Only about 10 days. I counted up on the calendar this morning.
Dear sister and all,
Bess is in the stew. Oh, me coming and all. I bet she's already got 9 cakes baked. When that girl gets ready to entertain company, she almost kills herself. Well, listen to what she says. Read, Rush.
Dear sister and all, thought I would write and see how you are feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap has let up considerable on the twinges. How is Victor?
He's got a lot to say about you further on.
That's so?
Little jokes about when you come to Carberry, mate. I bet Victor takes the pretty girls to the ice cream parlor and treats them to ice cream sodas.
Dear sister and all.
Oh, and you better have Victor arrested and put in jail while you're gone, mate. Husbands with their wives out of town are liable to take in the moving picture show every single evening. Oh, she's a corker, that Bess. Yeah, I bet I don't sleep 9 minutes all the time I'm in Carberry. I bet we lay in bed and talk all night long. Read, Rush.
Dear sister and all.
Don't go over the same thing again and again.
You don't give me a chance.
Skip down. How is Victor?
Huh?
How is Victor? Skip down to how is Victor.
Oh, for a minute
yes,
there.
Yes, sir, I bet that girl's a wreck. The prospect of entertaining company simply makes a bundle of nerves out of her.
Mm-hmm. How is Victor?
She's always been that way, Bess. Always.
Mm-hmm. How is Victor?
Why, when they had that preacher's convention in Carberry and Bess boarded three of them for a week, she got herself into such a state, Walter had to send for the doctor.
Huh. How is Victor?
Huh?
How is Victor?
Fresh, what is... Oh! Thought for a minute you'd gone off your rocker. Read.
How is Victor? I suppose he's working hard in his office as usual. He will certainly miss you when you come to visit us. Say, mate, can't he and Rush
run
up...
He wants you and Willie to run up the day before I leave for home. Of a Saturday, see? You could hop on the train Saturday morning, get to Carberry in the early evening, and have all night and a good part of Sunday to see the folks.
Well, I thought we'd already decided on that.
Yeah, we had.
How is Victor?
Oh, but this traveling bag, though. Won't I cut a dash on the Illinois Central? Darn old conductor won't titter at my miserable little old crushed-in valise this trip.
Mm. How is Victor?
Did you ever hear of anything so sweet as Miss Donahue?
Uh-uh.
Economical and careful with their pennies as they are, they spent $18, $19, $20 to buy me an expensive present to show how much they like me and what a dandy neighbor they think I've been all these years. Ain't that sweet?
Mm.
Ain't that sweet? Know what happened when she walked in here and handed me the traveling bag and explained what it was for?
No.
We cried.
Yeah?
Both of us. Actually, Vic,
Somebody in the kitchen.
Hmm?
Somebody in the kitchen.
Oh, that's my grocery boy. I want to see him. He's got a balling out coming.
Do you?
I'll be back in a second. Don't either one of you go away. I got a lot more things to tell you.
Okay.
And don't interfere with that traveling bag. A lovely leather. It's liable to get scratched.
Well, Mom's going to Carberry.
Yeah, Mom's going to Carberry.